hard. They're ready to play. Anything can happen on any given day. And that's really the discussion you have with them. And they know that. But they also know that the kid's gone in there and done a great job. And when they get their chance, they have to be ready to go in and do the same thing. They have to be ready to go in. And they are ready to go in. They work hard every single day. I love the trio. Could changing it up maybe give us a little better spark? Maybe it could. I think they're that good. I don't think there's that much differentiation. The fact of the matter is that in the beginning of the year, they developed a body of work. There's nothing really in their background at the collegiate level, because Jamie played all the games, to say, okay, we know that they've carried the load. When they had the chance, they developed a body of work. When Angus got the chance, he developed a solid. He was number one in the country. You got to remember, till like 2 or 3 weeks ago, number one in the country in most statistical categories, which is a big deal. And he's faltered off, and now it's kind of similar to what our goaltending was before. But he has developed something, and that's what we're hoping to get back to.
All right, we'll have more questions for Coach Sean when we come back. It's all part of the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93.
Do you hear it? For some, the sound is clear. It's that distant awakening warrior call that spurs you on to action. It pushes you to become more than you, your friends, your coach, or family ever imagined. But wait, is nagging foot pain fading your resolve? Don't surrender. Dr. Reminga at Northern Foot Care Center hears your warrior call. He's ready to tackle your foot pain head on. Today is not the day for failure. We've got this. Call 482-9950 or click northernfootcare.com.
This is Bob Franti of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. If something were to happen to you today, would your family be left with a financial burden to cover your debts and final expenses? Would they be able to maintain their same lifestyle without you? No matter your age and situation, there is an auto owner's life insurance policy to meet your unique needs, and an auto owner's life policy is likely more affordable than you think. Stop in at the Turvo Agency in Hancock and see how a life insurance policy from auto owners can provide the protection your family needs and deserves. Think life.
Coca-Cola is dedicating radio time to unsung heroes. This one goes out to the volunteer snowplowers. While Old Man Winter is dishing out snow, you're dishing out generosity. At the crack of dawn, you fire up the snowplow and hit every school, hospital, strip mall, and office park within 20 miles. And you do it with a smile. You deserve a delicious, refreshing, ice-cold Coke in return. Share a Coke with your hero. Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
Check out these great deals all month at Bucco's in Calumet. All six packs of 16-ounce cans of beer are on sale. All 2 liters are only $2 for $3. You have to check out Bucco's Wild Game Jerky selection, which is the rarest in town. Bucco's now carries Jack's Frozen Pizzas, only $3 for $11. And Red Barons are $3 for $9.99. And yeah, they carry DiGiorno Stuffed Crust Pizzas also. All this along with Keweenaw Alpaca Gear, a great selection of wines, and much more at Bucco's in Calumet. All sales do not include taxes and deposits.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show. Assistant Coach Joe Sean filling in for Head Coach Mel Pearson. A couple other questions coming in. And, all right, here it is, Joe. Reed Sturrows was clearly, according to this listener, shoved into the goalie by Ferris's defenseman that resulted in an interference call against Sturrows in Saturday's game. There have been a few other similar situations this season where a Tech player was called for the same penalty when hit or pushed into the goalie. Do you send clips of these incorrect calls to the league office for review?
Yeah, Mel sends a lot of, like, when he sees something that can be used for teaching, he'll send it to league. When he sees something that he thinks should be a suspension was missed or he wants clarification on, he'll send it into the league. On this particular play, I watched it a couple times this morning, and I actually didn't see that. And I know that the thought was there, and I know that on the bench the guys were saying it and things, but when I looked at it, unless something happened before the clip starts that I was watching, because it happened during the scoring chance, I didn't see. I saw Reed facing up ice in a screening position. I saw their defenseman facing up ice in a shot-blocking position, and I saw the goalie come out to the edge of the crease and kind of make contact with Reed from behind, which pushed Reed. He was down in a butterfly, which kind of, it looked to me like pushed Reed off balance, so Reed kind of fell backwards into the crease. And I think you're going to get that call against you more often than not, because he ended up in the crease. And then the thing is, did he get pushed into him? And I actually didn't see it, but I'll look at it again. It looked to me more like both players were facing forward and the contact was between Reed and the goalie, but maybe something happened like a second or two before I got a chance to see it.
Do you see other, have you noticed any other similar plays where our guy or some other guy has been pushed into a goalie that maybe should have been called the other way?
50-50. I mean, I think it's as much as you see in, when you're watching Major League Baseball and now they're reviewing the, you know, the plays at second base on stolen bases and stuff. I think it's 50-50 or close to it. It's often the other way. Often there is initiated. And then often, I'll tell you what happens a lot, is where there is minimal contact and the guy uses that as an advantage to just do a free-for-all into the goaltender, you know, where there's just two guys leaning on each other and they act like they're, you know, that they are pushed in hoping to get the call, but they're not doing anything to pull away from going into the goaltender.
All right, next question. What are some of the criteria Coach Sean uses scouting both forwards and defensemen?
I use a grading system for, first of all, you're reading their tools. You know, you read their head, you know, the way you, which is the hardest to read, the way they think the game. So you need to see them a few times to get that. But then I go into something else for that. But then you read their skill set, their competitiveness, their skating skills, And then I'm always marking down for, you know, creativity, vision, you know, first man to the puck, things like that. But when I really get serious about a guy, I kind of evaluate him the way I would evaluate one of our guys, like I do when I go through and do my post game evals on guys. Just try to determine their contribution to the game, because a lot of guys look sexy, you know, they look really good on the ice, but their actual contribution to the game isn't what you want it to be.
Yeah, well, you look at, I would imagine something like Gavin Gould must have been an interesting way to get him in, and because he does have certain aspects of his game that are so brilliant over other people there, and to bring him in and find a niche for him and maybe make him be able to thrive in certain situations.
Well, I've lost my voice a little bit here, but Gavin's actually the perfect example, because Gavin can take, right now in his development process, he can take a night off where he's uninvolved. And that's been going on a little bit lately. So last week, we spent a lot of time watching, going through his games and doing just what I just talked about. I had him in there, and we were just evaluating his impact on the game, which is the battle situations he's in and how he's doing in those, which is creating scoring opportunities, which is turnovers versus forced turnovers. What is your actual impact on the game when you're causing scoring chances against versus creating scoring chances against? And you got to do that 5-on-5 and in special teams so that it's equal to, so you're getting a fair evaluation with other people. And his contribution was not where it needed to be the last couple weeks. Now, he's a sexy looking player. He makes a nice little play, and all of a sudden you'll say, oh, wow, what a play, you know, once or twice in the game. But what's the overall contribution to driving possession and driving, you know, driving offense and things like that? So a good week with Gavin resulted in a great weekend with him on the ice. You know, just taking any, you know, when you're talking to him, you watch video with him and say this and that, but just get down to the bare bones, take the personalities out of it, take everything out of it, and just, okay, here's how you contributed to the game, and here's where you can do things better and help contribute to the game with your skill set. And then you have to get guys around Gavin. Like, Gavin created a lot of battles this weekend. So then it was a process of bringing Blacklock into those battles and bringing Beretta into those battles, saying that, listen, Gavin's doing a great job as a first man for us. He's stopping the puck movement. He's stopping possession but he's not going to beat two Ferris guys in deep in the offensive zone. He needs one of you big bodies to come in. And then when that started happening, then things started happening for that line. So he's actually a great example of it, because he's a smaller guy that can really look sexy, but has to drive impact and drive possession. And he's figuring out ways to do that. And it's turns him into a really effective player. Because we want the puck on his stick. We want the puck on Alex Smith's stick. You know, Alex Smith is a freshman who does some really good things, but getting him to stay up with the play and have it on a stick, he can make plays. He's got like 14, 16 points.
Yeah.
You know, as a freshman, he can do things. You just got to get him to learn how to be involved.
Joe, we thank you so much for filling in today. I know you guys are busy during the week off. Us Husky hockey fans hate weeks off, but we'll have to get ready for that Northern Series, and I know we're looking forward to it. Thanks again for stopping
in. Thanks. I enjoyed it.
Assistant Coach Joe Sean here on the Mel Pearson Show. And again, Huskies are off this weekend. They will be taking on Northern Michigan at the end of the month. Home at home, the first game down at the Barry Event Center. Final game, senior night, will be at the John McInnes Student Ice Arena. Thanks for tuning in.